Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, bring you the distinguished star of the screen, Mr. Ronald Colman, as Claude Debussy in Reverie. Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight we are privileged to present one of the great personalities of the screen, Ronald Colman. Our play is Reverie, based on the life of the French master of mood and music, Claude Debussy. The curtain rises on your theater of romance, and here is your play and your star, Ronald Colman.
March 25th, 1918. At the time this newspaper went to press, complete details were not yet available as to the exact number of victims. A shell from Big Bertha narrowly missed a small funeral cortege proceeding in the rain across Paris on the way to the Père Lachaise Cemetery. The cortege was that of one of France's most distinguished and best-known composers, Claude Achille Debussy.
Over me, wind. Rains wash me clean of sorrow. Let me hear once more the music of the living, for this is my last ride through Paris, my last ride. No more will I draw music from the waters of the Seine. No more will I drink red wine or know the texture of living things. No, I shall be part of the earth and the mist, the stars and eternity. The wind and the rain are my pallbearers, and Paris walks beside me, hiding her tears in her long, loose hair. What shall I say to you, Paris? Shall I tell you that you were a woman to me, with stars in your hair and a Seine wound scarfwise about your shoulders? Shall I tell you that in your arms I knew my first dreams of music? Music of spring in the streets of Paris. Spring, walking into Paris on damp April feet. I was your slave, and in every note I sang my adoration. One night, when September was sighing through the rainy streets, I sat at the piano in the Black Cat Cafe, playing for my own amusement. The place was empty except for the proprietor and a girl who was waiting for the storm to pass.
What are you playing?
What do you think it is?
I don't know exactly. I'm afraid I don't know very much about music. But it makes you think of forest and wind.
Forest? Wind?
Why are you staring at me? Have I said something very foolish?
Foolish? No, far from it. Now, sit down. There, where I can look at you. What's your name?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
I like your music. Won't you play some more?
If you like.
But this is something different.
Yes, yes, this is something different. This says, Gabrielle, I love you.
You're crazy.
Oh, I have never told a woman that in my life before. But I say it to you. I've been waiting for someone to understand my music for a long time. Oh, my dear, I've been waiting for you a very long time.
You're the strangest man I've ever met. You don't even know me.
I've always known you. Listen, Gabrielle, listen to my music. What does it say to you?
It's like moonlight and mist.
Yes, moonlight on your hair. Night winds crying your name. This is fire and flame and tears and laughter. This is the beginning of a love song, Gabrielle. The beginning of a reverie. I wrote this for you long before I ever knew you.
Beautiful. Very beautiful and very unreal.
But it's real. As real as forests that talk to themselves and water that sings. As real as your lips and your hair. Well, come, let us drink to the future and to us.
To the future and to us.
My darling, you're so lovely. I want to know everything there is to know about you. Who was your first beau, and what is your favorite color? And what is your greatest wish above all others?
My first beau was 17 feet tall, had a mustache a yard long, and defeated Napoleon's army single-handed. My favorite color is champagne.
And your greatest wish?
That this hour would last forever. Look at the sea, Claude. It stretches from here to eternity, doesn't it? Makes you feel like praying.
What would you pray for, Gabrielle? What would you ask of the sea?
I would say, let me remember always how once I stood by the sea when I was young. Let me remember always his eyes and how our footsteps went back across the sands to the ends of the world. And how alone we were. Oh, Claude, if I were a composer, I should make music of the sea. It's the greatest music I've ever heard.
Listen to this, Gabrielle. I call it Gardens in the Rain.
Someday you must write the music of the sea.
More manuscript paper, Gabrielle. Pelléas and Mélisande is almost finished. Now stand there by the piano and listen. Listen, Gabrielle.
Claude, where's my good evening gift?
Oh, no. In a second, Gabrielle. Now see if you like this prelude. Listen to my music. My music, Gabrielle. You can't go. You can't. You don't know what you're saying.
Claude, it's no use.
I don't understand. What have I done? What have I said?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I love you. Don't you believe that?
Yes, I believe it.
Then why in the name of heaven...
Who can explain the whys and wherefores when something has ended? It's just ended, that's all. Everything ends one day or another.
It isn't over. I won't let it be over.
Claude!
You
said once that when we met, it was the beginning of a love song. Well, now the song is ended. Isn't it better this way? Isn't it better to finish while it's still beautiful?
No. No, I will not have this talk of leaving. I want an explanation. There must be some reason.
How can you ask reason of me, you who have shunned all reason? You don't want reality. You want the pain of the knife wound without seeing the knife. You want the life of a kiss without seeing the woman. You want the sweep of music without seeing the notes. You have no right to ask reason of anyone now.
I ask it of you.
Very well. I'm leaving you because now I'm young and able to master sorrow. And I'm afraid that if I stay, a day will come when I shall not be young. I cannot face seeing you leave me.
Gabrielle, don't you understand? Don't you know? There will be only you for me all my life. Oh, my darling, marry me. Marry me tonight. We'll buy the prettiest wedding gown in Paris, and we'll invite the whole city to celebrate with us. We'll dance and sing, and why are you crying? What is it, Gabrielle?
Oh, Claude.
Why are you crying?
Because you are Claude de Bussy, and I am Gabrielle. Because you are Claude de Bussy and in love with all women. And I am in love only with you. Because your moment is still ahead of you. Mine is ended.
I can't understand.
Claude, look at me. What do you see?
I see the most beautiful woman in the world. Music molded into a woman. Every movement, grace, Every gesture, melody. Eyes of mystery. Lips of fire.
Yes. That is what you see when you look at me. But I'm not like that. You're seeing what you want to see, not what is real. Claude, listen to me. It would be so easy to marry you, so easy to give in. But if I married you, I should lose you. And if I leave you, I shall never lose you. Goodbye, Claude.
Gabrielle.
It's all over, Claude. It's all over. It's all over.
The end of a reverie. And out of it, two perfect things. A melody and a memory.
The curtain falls on Act One of Reverie, starring Mr. Ronald Coleman. Before the second act, here is a message of importance.
Ellen. Oh, Ellen, here's a letter from Jim. Is he coming to your party?
No. No, Mother, he's not coming.
What reason does he give?
He doesn't give any. Just writes that he's sorry he can't make it.
Well, now, the young man could hardly write her that a little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, has caught up with her. Colgate tooth powder could have helped her. You know, anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially. Brings them unhappiness. Don't let it hurt your popularity. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate Tooth Powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder. Now, the second act of Reverie, starring Ronald Coleman.
Oh, Gabrielle, how wise you were. There have been loves before you, lightly begun, lightly ended. There would be loves after you, but your voice would sing across my grave. You were a dream of youth, and as such, immortal. 3 other women cast their thrall upon me. 3 other names were threads of melody. Lily was an aria, high, sweet, precise of pattern. Emma was a nocturne, warm, pulsing, exciting. And Shushu... Shushu was a princess.
Hello. Could you tell me where Mr. DeBussy is?
Well, he's in there with the orchestra. Are you a friend of his?
Well, I used to be. Are you?
I think so. Anyhow, he's my father.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes, you look like him. You have his eyes. What is he writing now? Something big?
No, he only composes for me now. He says he can't write big music anymore.
He can't mean that. There must never be an end to his music. Tell me, does he ever play a piece called Reverie for you?
Oh, do you know about that? Did Father tell you the story? He wrote that piece for a dryad.
For a dryad?
Father says he used to go out in the forest every day and watch for a dryad. They live in the trees, you know. And one day after he had searched, oh, a very long time, he found one. And he fell in love with her because she was the most beautiful dryad in the whole forest. He wrote Reverie to her.
What happened to the dryad?
Oh, she ran away. No one ever plays the music anymore because it makes him feel bad, I guess.
And the dryad never came back?
Oh, they never do. That might break the spell.
Oh, I see.
We must be through with rehearsal. Father will be coming out.
I don't think I'll wait. Will you give your father a message for me?
Well, he'll be here in just a moment.
Just tell your father that you were talking to a lady. He thinks he's the greatest composer in the world. Tell him the lady said if she were a composer, she would make music. See. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Hello, little one. Did you listen to the music?
Father, there was the nicest lady here. She said, tell your father there was a lady here who thinks he is the greatest composer in the world. And if she were a composer, she would make music of the sea.
The sea? Where is she? Where did she go?
Well, she just left. She went out the door. She's gone, isn't she, Father?
Yes. Yes, gone.
A dryad always goes like that.
Dropped lightly into my heart, and the years were gone from me. Once again, my heart sighed to an old lung. Once again, I found myself crying, Gabrielle. And so, I left Paris. I went to the sea, and nothing had changed. Nothing had changed, Gabrielle. Remember the sea in the last hour before nightfall? There's a full, deep swell and a tenderness at once fierce and possessive, and yet strangely gentle. There is a mist that envelops your heart, and there are slim wraiths of fog that come slipping in from sea. Do you remember how once in other days we tramped these hard white sands, our eyes vague on faint horizons? Hand in hand, laughing at nothing, laughing at everything, full of the joy of discovery, we walked all day. Once we paused to look back, and there were our footsteps, two by two, reaching from the ends of the world to my heart. But now I was alone. Now I walked alone. Overhead, the gulls stiffened and wheeled and cried good night. And looking back, I saw only my own lonely footsteps drifting across the sand, swallowed greedily by a sea wind even as I watched them. The winds caught an echo and flung it against my heart.
If I leave you, I shall never lose you. Never lose you. Never lose you.
I was wrong to come back. There are too many ghosts.
Oh, Claude, look at the waves. Tell me about them. Tell me a story about the waves.
The waves? Why, the surf, my darling, is lace from the gowns of all the women who drowned at sea. Old lace, yellowed with tears, brined with memories. There's a masquerade tonight on the smooth, shadowed floor of the ocean. All the best people are there, dancing the minuet, fathoms below.
Gabrielle, why did you leave me? Gabrielle, why did you leave me?
One moment by the sea and I knew how alone I was. One moment to cry your name and hear only echoes and know that I would never be young again. Now it was dark. I listened to the waves. And they were crying too. They were whispering secrets of the ages. They were singing secrets. I listened breathlessly. The tears dried on my face. Salt tasted on my lips and a sudden excitement surged through me. I stood alone on the brink of discovery. This was music such as I had never heard. Music mixed and blended by a master hand. Staccato with lightning, impelling with thunder. Music from the stars, from the bowels of the earth. Music that was power and vengeance and love and hate and beauty. Music that was God. So a lifetime becomes a symphony. prologue, reverie, interlude, and now finale. Paris's feet are blistered with shellfire. Bombs are screaming as she walks beside me. Blow louder, winds. Blow to a great crescendo. Rains, I call upon you. Drown out the roar of the cannon. Make music mightier than cannon. Mightier than war drums. Mightier than any sound that man can fling into the elements. Listen, Paris, listen. This is French thought, played across the heart of France. This is the music of eternity. Music that says, you cannot conquer the centuries in a lifetime. You will never conquer Paris. Take me in your arms, gently, Paris. Lower me quietly into the earth. Let me sleep where I can hear your voice and hear the voice of the sea. And somewhere near me, inscribe the legend, Claude Debussy, musician of France. Winds blow over me. Rains wash me clean of sorrow. Bear me the songs of the hemispheres and the songs of three. Gabriel, France, God. They are each of one another. And I am part of all three.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard Reverie, a play by Gene Holloway based on the life of Claude Debussy, master of French mood and music. Your theater of romance was privileged to present as the star of tonight's play, Mr. Ronald Coleman, who will return to our Hollywood microphone in just one moment.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Here now is Mr. Ronald Coleman.
Appearing in the Colgate Halo Theater of Romance tonight was a very happy experience. And I'd like to thank Gene Holloway for a wonderful script and Lurene Tuttle for an exciting performance. And our warmest appreciation goes to Lud Gluskin and his orchestra for their inspiring interpretation. Next week, your producer, Charles Vander, swings from the moods of Debussy to the Tin Pan Alley of Hollywood. He'll bring you one of the earliest and one of the greatest of all motion picture musicals, 42nd Street. The stars will be Robert Alder and Janice Page. It'll be fun, and I know you'll all be listening. Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.